Since an outbreak of HIV hit Scott County nearly 3 years ago, the state legalized syringe exchange programs to prevent the spread of disease. 8 counties now have one or have one under development. Marion County is not one of them. But some health experts, including the county health commissioner, say it could be time. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper reports.
Brad Ray is a researcher at IU's School of Public and Environmental Affairs in Indianapolis. He's wanted a syringe exchange in the city for years, and seeing what happened in Scott County has him even more worried.
Think about the population of Scott County compared to the population here. I mean, we could be sitting on top of a huge epidemic.
223 people have tested positive for HIV so far in the Scott County outbreak, and most of those were in Austin, a small town. Indianapolis is much bigger. Without a syringe exchange, Ray says an outbreak of HIV could sneak up on Marion County in the same way it did in the South. That's for a couple reasons. One is that HIV could hide in the county's drug-using population.
Many of these individuals aren't getting tested, right? These are people that potentially don't know their HIV status.
And two, Ray says, injection drug use is on the rise. People don't like admitting to drug use in surveys, but you can look at other indicators.
We are seeing huge increases in illicit opiate deaths.
You can also look at the number of new hepatitis C infections. That's gone up dramatically in the last few years. And 80% of those people also report injection drug use.
Those numbers should be terrifying for the city and the county and the state.
Krista Brucker is an emergency doctor at Eskenazi Hospital. She treats patients who have overdosed and offers to test them for hepatitis C. HIV gets a lot of attention, but Brucker says hepatitis C is a problem on its own. The infection can lead to liver damage, cancer, and the cure costs tens of thousands of dollars per case.
This is a completely preventable disease. It's not a mystery about how you do it. It's not expensive to do it.
The answer, Brucker says, is a syringe exchange. And the data she's gathering could help make the case that Marion County needs one. Some experts have been wondering why not Marion County. Smaller counties with fewer resources have managed to get exchanges up and running. And this year, the legislature made it even easier. The law says that county health commissioners have to start the process. In Marion County, that's Dr. Virginia Kane. And it turns out she's already working on it.
We have to really look at this very carefully and say that, this city might benefit from a syringe exchange program.
There could be pushback. One argument against exchanges is that they increase drug use by making syringes more accessible. And that could come up when Kane brings the idea to the City County Council next month. But Kane says there's no evidence supporting that claim.
The people who participate in these syringe exchange programs, they're 5 times more likely to get into a drug treatment program.
That's based on a study out of Seattle. But Brittany Combs, the public health nurse for Scott County, says she's seen that work in Austin. Every Friday, she rides around town in a white SUV, piled high with medical supplies.
Do you feel like you're helping people get into drug treatment?
Definitely. I can't give a specific number, but we have lots of people that have dropped out of the program because they're in rehab, and we're the ones that help them get in there.
Along the way, she stops and asks a woman if she needs any syringes and gets back in the vehicle.
She didn't need any?
She did not. She said she's taking something for withdrawals 3 times a day, and she doesn't need any because she's quitting. She goes, it's working. I said, okay, keep going then, because she looks better now than she has in months.
This is what Combs wants to happen, for people to quit. For those who aren't ready, Combs will be there, handing out sterile syringes so people don't share them. She knows what happens if they do. She says Marion County should do what it can to prevent an outbreak of its own. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.